Beis Chasanim, again, there's much more in all of these things, especially if you follow through on some of the specialty Rishonim, probably which there's more in the Kamoi, but I have to catch up on my Kamoi reading. But I've done it in the past mostly for the Itur, the Manik, the Orchas Chaim, etc. But they sometimes have additional things, so there's probably more. But that's one place. And the other place in Tur and Tur Bach, some of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch. So again, in whatever we don't do now, I just want to make sure that we get in Shavya Nafsha and possibly one or two other things, and maybe even Geirus. So I just want to put a cap on what we're doing now, but I really want to try to, in June, just to maybe go back, since we've done so much work on these topics, just to fill in a couple of the other interesting cheetahs. But for now, on Beis Chasanim, just very quickly, because it overlaps Shasimcha and Asher Bara, and in general, the Gemara, the language of the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi there, Tosas and Sukkah, which we've seen already, but we should just look at it again, and also the Rosh on Chafei Amud Beis, and the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva, who talk about Beis Chasanim as well, and the question of whether it's Ma'akev for Shasimcha B'mono, Asher Bara, we'll talk a little about it more today. And Shita Yishana, page 81, column 2, here, whether or not Kodem Chuppah, there is a din of Beis Chasanim. Does the din of Beis Chasanim, if there is such a din, does it also apply in anticipation, or only after the Chuppah takes place? Okay, that's one thing I want to speak about quickly. Then also the relationship between Yom Rishon and the other days of the Shiva Semeh Mishta. So that's, again, a very interesting topic, a little hard to pin down, but a really interesting topic. What I mean is two things. Number one, does Yom Rishon of the Shiva Semeh Mishta have any special status at all, especially with regard to Panim Chadashos? And B, what is its relationship to the Chuppah, both in terms of Panim Chadashos, does it make a difference? Does the first Suda, and does it make a difference if it's the next day or not? Okay, I don't mean now what I spoke about already, which is the machlokas between the Tshuvas HaRosh and Rabbeinu Yerucham about whether you count the 7 days from the Chuppah or from the first. Although I think it is obviously connected to that too, so maybe we'll just obviously bring that back for a couple of minutes. But that's what I want to talk about in terms of Yom Rishon, whether the Yom Rishon Yom Mishta is different in any respect, and if so, how, and what are the implications of that? So the language of the Gemara in Chesam and Aleph is very important. The Rambam, of course, in Achos Brachos, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, which we've seen already, but just in this context, just to explain it. And the Ritva Alatar, 78, column 1. I think, the Ritva has several things to say about this issue, both in terms of whether you need Panim Chadashos on the first day, as well as how you would define Panim Chadashos. Does it depend on each Su'uda? Does it depend on each Yom? Is there a difference between Yom Rishon and the other days, as well as his formulation of Yom Rishon? If we can, also the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch, just at minimum, interesting Bach in Simen Samach Gimel, where he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham and he disagrees regarding Almon V'Almana, on this exact question, what happens if you have the wedding before Shkia and then the Suda after Shkia, and the question is, how do you define Yom Rishon? If Yom Rishon has some special status, is there a difference between Almon and Almana and everything else? And again, we still have to make a couple more comments about Almon V'Almana regarding Avelus and Negayim, a few other little things as well. So that's Beis Chasanim, and that's Yom Rishon. And the third one, of course, is the question of Panim Chadashos. So Panim Chadashos, that's the Tosas on Ches Omen Aleph, right? Tosas' formulation. The Shita Mekubetzes thinks that there's a debate between Rashi and Tosas on what Panim Chadashos are. Could I look at that? And then, of course, the Ramban Alatar, the Ramban's view about Shabbos, and the Ramban's view, his reading of Masechet Soferim. Is there a Panim Chadashos, is there Sheva Brachos without Birchas HaMazon and without a meal? Also, what about the status of Yom Tov?
and Yom Tov Sheni, and what about Suda Shlishit, right? And what about, I think I mentioned this, but Purim also is an issue that comes up. The Berhetev speaks of the Knesset Agdola. But, if already you're going the route of Shabbos, so what about Yontif? What about Yontif Sheni? What about Sudash? What about all these other things? So that is the Yontif Sheni is the Meiri. Shulta Giborim also has a discussion about Yontif Sheni and about Sudash Shlishit. And there's some interesting, Sudash Shlishit is an interesting Bach. There are some interesting things in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, we just can't spend too much time, but how many people do you need for Panim Chadashos? We've discussed that a little bit already. We talked about it in terms of the Rambam, whether you need 10, whether you need 2, whether you can get away with 6, maybe 1, right? So also the Ritva here discusses 1 or 2. We already discussed Rav Avraham and the Rambam and the Taz and the Bach. The Bach makes reference to this idea of 10 and the Tshuvas HaTaz, which Gabriel brought to our attention. Okay. Panim Chadashos are defined by the day or by the Suda. And a third possibility, you need the Panim Chadashos to be at every Suda, or is it enough that they show up to one of the Sudas, or do you need new Panim Chadashos for each Suda? Those are three options. That's a discussion of the Ritva. How do you define Panim Chadashos? Does it literally mean, you know, any people who just weren't here, or does it depend on the quality of the people? In other words, maybe you need that they weren't here and also that they be of a certain quality, and what that means. Or on the contrary, maybe the quality is all that matters, even if they were here, and maybe it's even better if they were at the Chuppah. So all of that, how do you define Panim Chadashos? The Meiri, Rashi and Tosis, based on the Shita Mekubetzes, the Hagos Maimunios, in the name of the Chachmei Narbona, the Ritva. What about women? Noshim Chashuvos. Are they considered to be Panim Chadashos? Again, the Ritva and the Piskei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch weigh in on that issue. Page 78, column 1. Okay, so that's Panim Chadashos. Again, we'll try to do as quick a job. And then I do still want to say something. I have to say something more about Almon Belmana and Nasa Shtei Nashim. We'll kind of get that in. And also Minag Yehuda. Minag Yehuda, we already made reference earlier. We talked about chuppah. We talked about splitting up the kinyan part of the chuppah and the matir part of the chuppah. So we talked about that going possibly in either direction, if you recall. And then we mentioned the Tosis Rid here, Alatar, and the Shilta Giborim, and the Ritva. So I want to still speak a little bit more about Minag Yehuda. Okay, then we're going to go to Shavi Nafsha and these other topics. Again, we don't have that much time. We'll try to move as quick as we can. And then in June, I still want to get back to some of the Sheva Brachos and speak about, again, the Tzibur component, which we've talked a lot about in Ishus and in Chuppah and in the Tekes and, you know, Shakobar Olechvodo and some of the other issues that we've been discussing and the Ten, whole idea. And I still also want to speak a little more about some of the themes of the specific brachos and why they're there and why the order is there. I think I mentioned that the Rambam has a tshuva. If not, let me just mention it now. The Rambam has a tshuva in which he says that the order of the Sheva brachos is not ma'akev. And as somebody who's, you know, done some Seder Kiddushin, so it's good to know that, because as, you know, as much as you try, you know, when you have cards there and you, you know, guide people, sometimes they have like a mind of their own. So they just, you know, make mistakes anyway. Not always, but it's just good to know that the Rambam's tshuva is that the order, at least, is not not ma'akev. But the fact that the order is not ma'akev does not mean that there's no Seder, right? And that there isn't a lechatchila order, and that the themes aren't enhanced by that. And I think this is important for two reasons. Number one, the idea that it's not just 7 independent to brachos, but it's again, because that's strange, like that we just have to have 7 brachos. The idea that especially according to what I was trying to explain, which is that, you know, for the Rambam, this is like a description of, or in lieu of, in that sense, and therefore adds to, it's a kiyum in the nesuin. So it isn't probably just, could be, but it doesn't have to be just 7 independent brachos. More likely, it's a group of brachos that are connected to each other. And therefore, there is a lechatchila order, because that order you know, is you know, builds to certain ideas, and especially in light of the Orchis Chaim idea that Asher Bara is, you know, sums up all of them and puts them all in context. And then we were talking about the fact that why do you need the Havinenu and the Shemoneh Esrei together? And I was suggesting that it's like the Aseres Hadibros and other things where, you know, having each thing separately is important and having them all together is also important, that these are two dimensions that are mutually enhancing. So the Rambam's idea that, you know, b'di'eved, you know, each of the brachos is separate, but at the same time, you know, there's a preferred order, is very parallel, you know, to that idea as well. Anyway, so I hope to get back to some of these topics later. Just that, you know, wherever you move in Ksuvos, as we know, is just jam-packed. So, what can you do? Doing the best we can. Getting back to where we were. So, we were discussing Shasimcha B'mono, and we began by noting two things. Number one, that by noting three things. Number one, that the wording and the structure, maybe the fact that it's a part of the Zimun, the fact that it doesn't mention Chasan Vakala, etc. The fact that it's debatable whether it's even a bracha. Certainly it sounds like it's connected to Simcha Klalit. On the other hand, it may very well be, Medina de Gemara, there's no evidence that we say Shasimcha B'mono for anything other than Simchas Chasan Vakala. Lemaisa, de facto, in the end. So that's, you know, number one, the structure and content and context of the bracha, as opposed to the reality that this is the single expression of it, you know, that we know. On the other hand, what we need to do is we need to see whether or not the details of Shem Chasan, Shem Kala, you know, Simchas Chasan Vekala, etc., whether these things are ma'akev in Shasimcha B'mono in the same way that they're ma'akev the other brachos, and of course Asher Bara, the topic that we already did, is you know, part of this topic, you know, as well. Thirdly, that's the second point, that's what we're going to pursue in just a couple of minutes. And then the third point is just to note that even though Lemaisa, the Gemara only has Simchas Chasan Vekala, Shasimcha B'mono, right, the Gemara did have a Havamina that in a Bris Milah that you would have Shasimcha B'mono. And the question is, you know, does that continue to be relevant, you know, even though the Gemara is Docha and says Mishum Tzara D'Yanuka, that we don't do it? And that's our question. You know, does it become, is it a chameleon? Is it a general bracha of simcha? Is it conceivable that even though the Gemara doesn't mention explicitly, that you'll have this expression in other contexts of simcha too? And if so, is it always chameleon, you know, integrating into its environment? Number one. Number two, is it more related to simcha sagabra? Or three, is it really about chepsa, shel simchas mitzvah, or mitzvahs simcha? And then they would be interesting to compare to a whole bunch of other things. That's what we were doing yesterday, right? What about Shechiyanu? What about Tachanun? What about the restrictions of Avelos? What about Ein Marvin, Simcha B'Simcha, etc.? And whether this Gemara is quoted, you know, beyond what the Gemara says, which we saw in the Rishonim that it is, and whether or not there are other candidates for Shasimcha B'mono, and what characteristics do they have. Now, the complication in all these analyses is that it's hard to figure out, you know, some of the, you know, significance of the Pratim. In other words, it's hard to know whether Shechianu and, you know, Dine Avelus and Tachanun and Ein Marvin Simcha, is that all about Chepsa Shel Mitzvah Simcha, or is that about Simcha Sagat? It's hard to know those things. And it's also hard to know or to assess, you know, certain institutions in halacha. What about Erison? What about Pidgin Aben? Right? What about, you know, Mila itself? What level of simcha do these things really have, you know, in the end of the day? So that's what makes it complicated, and therefore you can go by instinct or language or by playing off, you know, one piece of evidence against the other, by which I mean if you get cumulative evidence and something, you know, stands out, then you're more likely to to be following a reasonable path. Anyways, we did discuss Mila Pidgin Aben Erusin yesterday, and I wanted to finish up by discussing Siyum, right, and Bar Mitzvah, and Seudas Chanukah Sabayis, and Seudas Chanukah. We know, put it this way, and this is very interesting, that there is no Shasimcha B'mono, or at least we're not familiar with Shasimcha B'mono, not in Seudas Purim, right, which is a Mishta V'simcha, right? No one says that you make Shasimcha B'mono there. More to the point, and this point Yom Tov Shlomo makes, not in Seudas Yom Tov either. Again, Seudas Purim is, we spoke about this, I believe, before Purim, right? The changeover, I always like to mention it, in the Megillah, right? The initial envisioning of, kind of a quasi Yom Tov and a Simcha, which then is followed by Mishta, but then the switchover, Lahalacha, right, the inclusion of Matanis Levyonim, the dropping of Yom Tov, and also the switching of Simcha and Mishta, so that it's Mishta v'Simcha. Again, the Rambam didn't go along with it in his formulation in Hilchos Megillah, but the Megillah does. And surely that has a lot to do with the whole question of Adol Yada and other issues regarding that as well. Again, it's not Purim now, we don't have to expand. But my point is that the absence of Shasimcha B'mono, right, in two contexts which really seem to be excellent candidates for Chetza Shel Simcha, right, one where it's a Suda of Mishta Simcha, the other where it's a Suda of Simcha U'Mishta, right, and especially, talk about Yom Tov for a minute, especially if you take the view that the Heter Ochel Nefesh is Novea from Simcha U'Suda, which is debatable. Clearly, Machlokas Rishonim and a Machlokas Achronim Mefarshim as well, but certainly 50% of the, and the number I'm making up, but meaning a goodly number of Mefarshim think that, if that isn't the whole story, it's at least part of the story. Some of them think it's the whole story of Heter Ochel Nefesh. So the point is that Seudas Yom Tov is not a small thing, and Seudas Purim is not a small thing, and yet in both cases there is no Shasimcha B'mono. Now, with regard to Purim, you might want to say it's more Simcha Sagabra, not Chetza Shel Suda. I don't know. Maybe it's more of a Chetza Shel Suda, or maybe, Gabe, maybe you could say something else about Seudas Purim at least. Well, what might you want to say? Maybe. You have to always take the clues, you know what I'm saying? Although, again, in the clue giving, right, you have to also, decide, whether or not, I'm normally trying to accommodate you or trying to, nafka make your life, more difficult. Okay. It could be that my self-perception of what I'm doing is different from the reality, or at least your self-image. Does that help you? Itamar?
I'm gonna say
Simchasot. What do you mean Simcha? You mean the Yerushalmi?
Yeah, the Yerushalmi by Shabbos.
Okay, so the Yerushalmi by Shabbos, which I really like a lot, and think is very, very intriguing. Right, the Yerushalmi is trying to explain that why it is that you can't in a Purim Meshulash, situation. Why you can't have the Suda's Purim on Shabbos. Right, so the Rishalmi has that line about distinguishing between the Seuda bidei Shamayim, Simcha bidei Shamayim, and the Simcha bidei Adam. But there he probably means, or he does mean, that what? Presumably, what does that mean?
Human created
in the terms of the calendar.
Or is given that it can't be stemming from something else.
Okay, but it is. You wouldn't say that there's no Chetza Shel Simcha on Purim, would you? What?
Not
it's not just Simcha B'mono, you're saying. Okay, and Yom Tov? Right, this would help for Purim. Okay, that's a very interesting idea. What I wanted from Gabe was something else. I thought Gabe was going to tell me that maybe because, but I like Itamar's idea very much. I think it's very good. Although again, I didn't even bring up Shabbos because I'm assuming that the answer for Shabbos is simple, namely that Shabbos is oneg and not simcha, and therefore there's no shasimcha b'mono. Okay, but I thought Gabe was going to tell me was based on the Bach, right? Which Bach? So whenever there, yeah, but isn't mixed seating per se? I mean, what's the point of the mixed seating? The what?
That at a wedding where the music.
Actually, it's very interesting. I mean, the Bach. Okay, what the Bach really says here, this became very famous because if you go to weddings, you know, at the Suda afterwards. So the question is, when they get to the Sheva Brachos at the meal part, you know, so, you know, you'll see what happens. Some people, like, sit, you know, in their place. You know, usually, Birkas HaMazon is supposed to be in the place where you ate. And other people start, you know, moving around. And one of the reasons that people move around is that if there's a mixed seating wedding, they're worried about the Bach. So the Bach is really here in Simen Samachais. The Krakow, Noagin Shebesuda Shosin Belel Base, interesting. This always really happens at the wedding itself, right? Rarely at the, something's gonna happen at Sheva Brachos too. But this is Shosin Belel Base for some reason. Mevarchana Shabara Velo Shasimcha Bemono. It's also interesting that they split up these two. Behu Tema Velo Matsasi Shum Tam Lemin Hagam Ze. Very interesting. Okay, on Yom Base they would say Ashabara and not say Shasimcha Bemono. So his Ella Lefisha Suda Zos, then he came up with a practical explanation, but with implications. Lefisha Suda Zos Ktanahi, Umoshivin Huanashim Vanashim Yachad Becheder Echad. It doesn't even say at the same table, right? Becheder Echad. The Kasa Bimin Hagim, the Aim of Archin Shasimcha Bemono, Hechadika Kashash, the Hero Raveira. Right? So, again, it's a fascinating thing. I don't want to go into this right, and this is not, you know, for now, but just as an interesting, you know, curiosity, you know, there are many Bachs out there. You know, Bachs are often, when they're distinctive, they're often mechudash. I happen to love reading Bachs because they're so interesting, but, you know, most people are not choshesh for every Bach. But for some reason, this one, yeah. And there's some counter pressure in terms of, you know, benching, you know, where you ate. Anyways, the in light of the Bach, which I thought you were mentioning to me the other day, there are people who think that Shasimcha Bemono, and again, remember it's contrasted here. Whatever explanation he gives, he has to, you know, assume there's a difference between Asher Bara and Shasimcha Bemono. But Shasimcha Bemono requires a very high, you know, standard of Yirat Shamayim, right? Any you know, srach, you know, hirhur aveira, you know, eliminates Shasimcha Bemono, which is fascinating because if you were to compare Asher Bara, we'll get back to this, and Shasimcha Bemono, one would have thought that, you know, which is easier to justify, the saying of Shasimcha Bemono or Asher Bara, right? Again, in the linear hierarchy, clearly the Gemara says Afushe Simcha Bialma, and then you have it pre and post Shivas Mei Mishta. We, in our discussion of Asher Bara, noted the shitas that expand Asher Bara in light of Shasimcha Bemono, but even then Shasimcha Bemono is more expansive. So it would seem that to justify, and we'll see this in a couple minutes as we pursue the other sides of this, to justify the saying of Shasimcha Bemono takes a lot less than to justify Asher Bara. At the Bach is, you know, they're talking about some minig in Krakow that on the second night, again, does he mean the second night or does he mean after Shkia of the, that depends on, you know, our next, couple of our next topics. Not clear. But whatever it is in Krakow on the second night, they were only saying Asher Bara and not just Simcha Bemono, and he's suggesting that it's because of this particular reason. Which basically means that there are two totally different issues. You know, there's a certain purity or you know of kavana or kedusha, you know, which is necessary, which is a prerequisite to say Shasimcha bimono. That's very interesting. So maybe that's a reason to exclude, you know, Purim, in that a little bit of schok and kalus rosh shouldn't necessarily, but sometimes does accompany, you know, the mishte kodem l'simcha. And therefore, maybe, I'm speculating. I like Itamar's idea as well. I would also say a third idea, and that is, Shasimcha b'mono maybe is dafka when the simcha leads the mishte. I mean, what would have been Sudas Purim according to the original thinking of the Megillah? You know, maybe there would have been a Shasimcha b'mono. Right? If Esther and Mordechai got their original plan, you know, who knows? You might have a, you know, line in the Gemara here in Masechet Ksuvos, isn't that fascinating? I would say, you know, maybe you should say Shasimcha b'mono to Bris, just like you say it on Purim and on a Chasana. Right? Who knows? Anyways, I'm not sure. But with regard to Yom Tov, I think it's even more intriguing, because there we know that there's a very strong connection between Shiva Sinei Mishta and Yom Tov with regard to Avelus and with regard to Negayim, right? We've been discussing, you know, we were discussing when we talked about Chasan Avel, is it closer to Shabbos, is it closer to Yom Tov? There are still Chilukim in either direction. So is it that Shasimcha b'mono, maybe this is the answer, that Shasimcha b'mono is when there's only about a personal simcha? That would be the opposite of kind of what Itamar was going. But Itamar was going that way because, you know, of the Yerushalmi, and a bit of a different point. But maybe the idea is that when you have a mila or a pigeon, a ben, or you have, you know, Simchas Chasan v'kala, so it's a personal milestone and a personal celebration, so we add Shasimcha, you know, b'mono. But maybe whenever all of Klal Yisrael is celebrating together, there's no Shasimcha b'mono. Hard to know. Either way, the it's something that's worth noting. Yeah. Is it? I don't know. The shita that whenever there's mixed. The Sefer Chassidim says that?
Yeah, but he joins it together with another halakha.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he has like a whole...
Okay, good. Exactly what we're saying. Meaning if the standards are not high enough. And then in that same halacha, read the other part. That you said already. Okay. Right. Right. Oh, Yoshus ben Anashim. Okay, excellent. So it's interesting. The Bach doesn't quote it from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid.
But he also has, he explains it based off that you only have
Yeah, that's the Medrash. Ivdos Hashem b'simcha, Ivdos Hashem b'yira. Excellent. Okay, so the pshat is what we're saying, but you're saying, but it comes from Sefer. What's the number in Sefer Chassidim? Shin Sadi Gimel, and he's connecting that also with another important chiddush, and that is Isha Haguna and Isha Good. So again, but what this shows is that Shasimcha B'mono is more expansive when it's appropriate, right? And it is more demanding in terms of the stature of the Mesamchim and the behavior of the Mesamchim. Again, in terms of the issues that we were discussing yesterday, none of this has anything to do with the Cheftza Shel Simcha. It only has to do with the level of Simcha Sagavra, which, you know, is my intuition. Again, I tried to show that we, you know, we have different shitos yesterday, but, you know, if I had my druthers, and I think the cumulative evidence mostly is that, you know, Shasimcha b'mono depends on Simcha Sagabra, and not the chafetz shel simcha. In other words, sasanochi amrim rasecha kemotzi shel arav is not really diminished by tzara dinuka, but the simchas agavra is, or the miri's safek, or what we discussed yesterday, that chasen avel is different. So the idea that isha she'ena haguna or ish eino hagun, maybe there isn't diminished simcha, but there should be. That's the point. Whereas chefza shel simcha, like I was discussing in Almon v'Almana, and so on, as the chuppah, the nesuin as an institution, is the same. Maybe not in Masa Grushaso, but yes in Almon v'Almana, and certainly in hagun v'haguna. You're not going to say it's a different chalos ishus, right? So this idea is okay. So I thank you for bringing to my attention, and I think that might be an explanation. So either that, or as I say, or the that wouldn't explain Yom Tov. Right. Maybe the Yom Tov part is based on the other point that I was suggesting, and that is that these are all about personal simchas, shas simcha b'mono, and whenever we deal with Klal Yisrael simchas, then you don't need to say shas simcha b'mono. It's superfluous. You're making it's a yontif benching already, alanisim in your Purim benching. I'm not saying it's just covered by something else. I'm saying it's a different kind of chalos simcha. Okay, that is in terms of Purim, or as I say, the difference between Mishnah and Simcha Mishnah is another explanation of Purim. But what the Amshel Shlomo brings up is, what about other things? What about a siyum? And what about a bar mitzvah? And what about a seudas chanukas habayis? Right, in those cases, maybe you should say shasimcha bimono. So just very quickly, the context of the Amshel Shlomo is what? What's the context, David? Of shasimcha bimono? Of the Amshel Shlomo. Did you get a chance to look at it? To what?
Trying to see if it applies to
what's he dealing with there? What? How does he start off? What's the? He's really trying to figure out whether or not. He talks about that too. We'll get to that in just a second. The context is always important. So the context there is the involvement of Talmud Chacham in a Seudas Rishus as opposed to a Seudas Mitzvah, right? So he's trying to really trying to figure out what is a Seudas Mitzvah, which would justify the involvement of Talmid Chachamim. Okay, that's the what is Seudas Mitzvah and what is Seudas Mereus? And Seudas Mereus, he shouldn't be at a Seudas Mereus if he has very high standards. Ah. So what he says is, if we're talking about a chuppah or a bris milah, right? So he says, that I understand, that is, I think I have it here somewhere, that is a Seudas Mitzvah. But if we're he starts off by saying, if we're talking about pidgin haben, he says that's not a Seudas Mitzvah, is it? That's quite interesting. Right. So the initial formulation already here. Avakasha the Perusha, Mamrita Beperkin Anasha, Durablo Ishani Mi Seudas Rishus, Bishlam Amila Hasuda Gufo Simchas Mitzvah. Kamo Seudas Chasan, Shenemar Sasanochi Alim Rasecha. What I would say here is, meaning, there's Chefza Shel Simcha here, in a bris and in a chuppah. Umitzvah Gedola, Lichnos, Beosa Seuda, Kasher Kasavti, and so on. Aval Pidgin Abed, like a Seudas Mitzvah Lehedya. What? It's not a mitzvah? The answer it is, but if there's no Chefza Shel Simcha, who says that pidgin aben, that the mitzvah of pidgin aben expresses itself in its suda? Right? You would think that for a suda to have a chalos, sudas mitzvah, that's what the Yom Tov Shalom was starting with, that assumption. We're breaking down his premise. The premise is, if there's going to be a suda shel mitzvah, it's because the mitzvah includes simcha, and presumably chafza shel simcha. But then he says, Elanira, kol sudash, adamosa, shalokaderech mereus, v'simcha, elikadelitain shevach lamakom, ulefarse ma mitzvah, ulefarse ma nes, karui, seuda, mitzvah, kagom pidgin aben, lefarse ma mitzvah. Now, do you get the impression from the Yom Shel Shlomo, David, that he's turning his back on his original view of the singular character of Chuppah and Mila? And well, he's not up to that yet, but right. But and these other things. In other words, originally he thought that a sudas mitzvah, which would justify the participation of a Talmud Chacham, is something that requires chefza shel simcha, and therefore that's the only thing that creates chalos, sudas mitzvah. Now what he's saying is, if there is simcha sagabra, or shevach, or mitzvah, maybe not even simcha sagabra, right? Maybe sudas mitzvah just means a suda in which there is the emphasis of the mitzvah, even if it isn't a chalos simcha as part of the mitzvah. That is very important. What is the shevach of the hodah? It's either the mitzvah of pidgin haben itself, or the shevach of the hodah of the survival of the child and of the mother, right? That's why the Trumas Hadeshin wrote, right, the mashanu noagim achshav la'achashan olad azachar nichnasim sham litom bilel Shabbos. What's that? Shalom zachar, right? Shavua ben, according to some. So shalom zachar, there's no sasanochi alim rasecha, there's no chefza shel simcha, but since there is divrei shevach and divrei Torah, so is that a sudas mitzvah? See, Yom Shlomo is suggesting, now again, that's even a bigger chiddush than pidgin haben, in a certain sense. Because, right, you're gonna have an expression, and even a chafza shel mitzvah of simcha, in the bris milah, coming up. Doesn't matter, the shalom zachar qualifies, it's not, basically, anything that isn't sudas mereus v'rishus, but in which you integrate divrei Torah and shevach, in theory, there could be three categories, right? Where it's inherently at least a context of shevach and mitzvah, right? Where the higher level, it's a chefza of simcha, so that the suda part, even if it isn't mishta of a simcha, but it's simcha of mishta, right? And where you have something which you inject shevach and divrei Torah, but it isn't even there objectively. Here he's equating, right, two of these. He's equating pidgin haben and shalom zachar. In theory, it makes total sense to say there are three categories, in my opinion. Okay. V'osan sudash osu bimei Chanukah. That's interesting. Where does that fall? So as everybody knows, the Imram Rutenberg was of the opinion that there's no mitzvah of seuda in Chanukah, and therefore there's no concept of sudas mitzvah. The Rambam, as we know, seems to say that there is a din of simcha and simchas seuda on Chanukah. So the Yom Shel Shlomo here, it's quoted in the, if you look in the poskim in Shulchan Aruch, they say, oh, the Marshal disagrees with the Maram Rutenberg, and he was of the opinion that there is a chi of suda. This is a tshuva of the Marshal, I think, as I recall, and this is also the Marshal's comments here in Yom Shel Shlomo are the source of that. Nira shehem sudas mitzvah, sudas Chanukah, why? V'lo k'divrei Maram shepasak shehem sudas rishus. D'lahodos l'halel nitkenu v'lo l'mishta v'simcha. It's not like, again, maybe he thinks that Purim, think for his purposes, even though it is chefza shel simcha and mitzvah, maybe the fact that it's, again, mishta v'simcha, and it has this other aspect of it, it's a heter mereus, rather than it is a chalos mitzvah simcha. Maybe. Like I said before, one of the three suggestions I made. Ele kedivei Rambam, shehein yimei simcha v'halel. V'chein nimse v'mordechai, d'lehodos v'lehalel, nikvu mishumneis. V'yimei mishta v'simcha, nami nikvu, kidisa v'megilas tainis. V'kovu yomtuf mishum chanukah samizbeach. U'b'talmud ha-mashbed, nitkenu nami l'mishta v'simcha. Fine. Od nearly, kavachomer hu. The lo gara mi be Yeshua haben. Now korchach sudas mitzvah, in other words, here's where he admits that certainly sudas Chanukah is objectively more sudas mitzvah, maybe even some simcha. Sudas Chanukah is probably in between, because there's an element of simcha there too. Right? Certainly more than shalom zachar.
V'hainu tamma machar shehu lefarsem ha-mitzvah o'anes kidei liten shevach v'hodol ha-mokom nikar mitzvah.
But here, again, it isn't just you're choosing to, it's that, that's what Chanukah is about, Pirsum and Isa and shevach v'hodah.
Kal v'chomer yimei Chanukah denitnu l'shevach v'hodoya u'lefarsem ha-nes.
So there are several madregos, some admitted and some implicit in the Amshel Shlomo's hierarchy of Seudas Mitzvah for his Shtaklus Talmud Chacham. Okay. So far, he's talking about simply the Shtaklus of a Talmud Chacham. Then he says, the Siyam HaSefer Nami Nira Be'enai Shu Seudas Mitzvah, the Chain Raya Miper Kol Kisvei, Abaya said, Ki Chazina L'ra Tzurbam Rabbanan D'Sholim Mesachet Avidna Yom Ataba L'Rabbanan, right? Ubisov Perigze Arich Bezer Hashem on that. And then he says, Mishum Zehayanir Levarich Shasimcha Bimono Besiyam Masachet.
Here's where he talks about Shasimcha Bimono. Very fascinating. Very inspiring. Okay? The Ein Lacha Simcha Yoser Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Simcha Verina Shel Torah. The Ein Lacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo Ela Dalet Amos Shel Halacha.
So that connection is fascinating. I mean, Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam El Dalet Amos Shel Halacha doesn't mean that Ein Lo Simcha El Kesimcha Shel Torah, although it certainly makes a lot of sense.
Is that only
the Gemara says that it's a lachar. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. One could have said that the Gemara, the mechanism after the Churban to have a relationship with the Rabbanu Shel Olam is through Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. But the Amshel Shlomo was assuming that that mechanism is an indication that objectively that Dalet Amos Shel Halacha is the ultimate source of Simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
Dilogora bipidgin aben, right? Dilapirsum mitzvah bialmahu.
Again, you could say that, you know, one is more obligatory, one is about something very specific.
Then he says, v'chein horesi pamachas halacha l'maisa v'nizbal bel ha-simcha v'muhumos gedolos alidei sibos koshos.
Okay, we don't know what happened, but something happened, right? It reminds you of the story, you know, they tell the story about the, you know, the gra that he instituted, you know, Birchas Kohanim, you know, in his shul, and the you know, Beis HaKnesses burnt down. I don't know if all the Bate Knesses in Vilna burnt down, or maybe you have to look in the book. I don't know.
I heard it happened twice. He tried it twice.
Twice, yeah. So I don't know if it was only his shul or all the Bate. So he said, you know, Dai L'Chakima B'Ramiza, I guess. Or it wasn't Ramiza anymore. So I don't know what happened with the Marshal and the Shasimcha B'mono, but something went awry. So it's just a very fast, but again, you just see, you have to understand that the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, was one of those, you know, incredibly self-confident, decisive, you know, people and poskim. But the Marshal, you know, did not, you know, harbor too many doubts when he felt, you know, strong conviction. He says very, very many chidushim and decisive ones. So when he tells you that Vitalisia Sirchon B, right, Shavarti al Diver Abosai, Shaloshama Miolam Davarze, Alkane Lokosvu Ella Bechasano Pijin Aben, Ubimila Gamkein Ule Tsara Dinuka, Avamitzachrine Lo, Ubavade Kol Devrain Bekabala, Ubisodos Pnimios, Shalkosicha Umila. Well, this is just amazing, inspirational stuff about the need to be careful and respectful and reticent before introducing even things that you feel strongly about, even if you're, you know, an authority of the magnitude of the Marshal and of the personality of the Marshal, who, as I say, was not in any way, you know, a wilting, you know, shy, you know, kind of a person. He wasn't. Take my word for it. Okay. Anyway, this is what he basically suggests, that it's limited to these things, even though he's not, you know, sure why it should be so. And then he, you know, explains further, right, that Dehab Yom Tov, this is where he comes into Yom Tov, Mechuyiv Laharbos Besuda V'Lismoach V'Afil L'Hochel Lo Mevachinan, right, he's bothered by this. This is his raya, that you just can't, there must be some, right, I was suggesting why Yom Tov might be different. He doesn't speak about Purim. He does speak about Chanukah, right? Again, it's there's more compelling evidence about Purim than there is about Hanukkah, as we know. When we come up siyam sefer hu sudas mitzvah lekula alma. Right, he doesn't shy away from it being a sudas mitzvah for Talmud Chacham to be mishtatev. He's just going back on the shasim chamimona. Aval sudas chinuch habayis the vadai hu derech reyus. It's also interesting, right? What about sudas chinuch habayis? And we call makom nira mishu yare elokim verotz lechanech bis beisa b'torah b'mitzvos. And this is also fascinating. V'litein shevach lamakom asher chanacho. V'lohiniach mitchila lishtos bebeso v'lischok bo v'linag bo kalus rosh. Ela mitchila osa suuda lakancho v'lomar bo divrei Torah v'lindrosh bo me'ena ma'ora shaper hu sudas mitzvah. The only way that he's willing to concede that a Chanukah sabayis, right, will, we're not talking about Shasimcha b'mono. We're talking about the hishtatfus of a Talmud Chacham, I mean, to be qualified al pidin as sudas mitzvah, is, it's not enough that there be Divrei Torah, or that this be a home that is dedicated, you know, to Kedusha and so on. It also has to be that nothing has happened in this house yet other than these things. To me, that seems very radical, just to justify the participation of a Talmud Chacham in the Su'uda, but such is the formula of the Marshal. Then he says, Usudas bar mitzvah she'osim ha'ashkenazim. Is that true? I mean, is the Sfardim don't make sudas bar mitzvahs? Do we have any Sfardim in that? Is that true? Or in those days? No? Itamar? What?
In those days, Sfardim didn't have bar
mitzvahs. You knew this, or?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do we know this? It's a striking absence, or just from this Marshal? Yeah? I didn't know. I mean, I knew it from this Marshal, but I don't know it from otherwise. So, Sudas bar mitzvah she'osim ashkenazim, l'chor ein lecha suda mitzvahs gedol mizu, right, u'shmo yochiach aleha, right, v'osim simcha, v'osim lamakom shevach, v'hodaya. You have to be careful what you do at the bar mitzvah. Right? You have to have the bar mitzvah boy has to give a drasha that is at least half an hour to 40 minutes long. Okay? Yeah. The Raya Lehedja, Sof Perk, what's that? Okay. The Raya Lehedja, Sof Perk Kamed Kedusha. Right? Man Damar Lishen, Alocha Karab Yudah Damar Suma Patram Namitzos, Avidna Yomatav Al Rabbanon. Afa Pisha Yakvar Chayev. Right? So Kal V'chomer, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, Ella, Absor Shlo Yonodalo Ad Ata, Rotzalasis Yomtov, Koshkein, Alhagos, Aesvas Mancheroi Lasos Yomtov, Ochain, Habar Mitzvah Gufa Lo Yashar Be'enai, Sherubon Elem Be'Cyrus. Again, this is not our topic right now. Vimkein, Echiotzi Acher Mide Kavasa, Betfila, Bibirchas Amazon, Marashalonasa Bismano. He says, it's, you know, maybe it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, because maybe it's not really a Bar Mitzvah. Because they take away from your regular kviyas and learning. The ish yorei elokim asher balit aher yorula hashamayim derech hayashar bekava emtsai v'gamken ikan avkusa b'hach poskim lin avelin yisharu leilech losa sudas mitzvah. Okay, this goes back to the Ritva's discussion of pidgin aben and mila and siyumim and bar mitzvahs. These are all big issues, as you know. And sheva brachos and so on for an avo. Anyways, this is the presentation of the Yom Shishlado. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a slightly different take on these issues. And Hanan, what does the Aruch HaShulchan tell us? This is Simon Samech Beis, Sif Katan Nem. He quotes the Marshal.
I had it
right?
In your hand, Hilchos Tamedora.
What?
I had one
yeah, he has it in both.
You have it in Hilchos Tamid Torah?
Yeah.
Go ahead. And then I'll tell you if it's any different, but it's the same. Right. I know it from both. Yeah. So this is basically says the same thing in both of these places. The other one is says local osmem in simin samach beis. So that's a totally different take. Basically, the Aruch Shulchan is emphasizing that shasimcha is bimono. You only say shasimcha bimono when there's something incomplete about the simcha, and you're comparing it to the most authentic simcha. So that might explain also why no Yom Tov, right? And I don't know about the Purim, you know, one way or another. But definitely, what he's suggesting is that Nesiyum, the Yom Tov Shalom was right about the Nesiyum, but because he's so right, you know, that's why he's wrong. Right? In other words, you don't need to say Shasimcha b'mono, because the ultimate simcha is the simcha of Holy Mirat Torah. Yeah. Oh, so that's very interesting, correct. So what do you say about Mila? So the answer is great. But it should have been the other way. Right. So I think what you need to say there is that
why do you just say that?
Could be. I don't know. Maybe, or just you know, just it. The other possibility is that it just doesn't. You know, it never qualified. You know, to begin with, as having that level of simcha. In other words, the element of tzara d'yanuka, you know, the Gemara's Havamina was that's enough to, you know, demote it, let's say, to Shah Simcha Bimono, and then the Gemara's Maskana is that, you know, no, there's no Simcha Hagabra, and therefore you can't have it at all. So yeah, I think one of those two things, you have to say. But, yeah. And Pidgin Aben, you know, is, again, you have it even, especially if you have it even in the case of Nafel, right, which you talked about in the Ritva the other day. And either way, it doesn't represent the highest form of simcha. There's no sasarochi alim rasecha. So I think you know, there are other explanations for that. But anyway, it's a very intriguing idea. Of course, it's built on a certain hashkafa, which the Aruch HaShulchan speaks about in Hilchos Tamid Torah and here explicitly, but also in other places in Evan Ezer, where he speaks about, he happens to have a pretty bidyeved view of Kiyum Amin. Right. In other words, so this idea that, you know, would it have been better, Hashkafic issue too, you know, for man to, you know, to, you know, to live permanently, you know, or even to have incredible longevity, and is, you know, you know, his replacement, you know, Kiyum Amin, something that's bidyeved, is something that is a bit of a leitmotif in the Aruch HaShulchan, and also explains his, you know, perspective a little bit on, you know, Chaye Ishus, which also he sees, you know, in very pragmatic terms of Lekiyum Hamin, following certain Rishonim. Anyways, that's in terms of applying Shasimcha b'mono to a siyum, to a bar mitzvah, to a
some of the other Sudas Mitzvah and what constitutes Sudas Mitzvah according to different perspectives. Okay, now let's move on, or let's move back to Birchas Chasanim itself. Yeah. Anything that's a mitzvah? Like? Well, you know, it's hard to know what that means, but even if it's not a mitzvah, it has anything to do with Simcha. So basically, like the Amsa Shlomo. But he's actually applying. Like the Amsa Shlomo's Havamina, or the Amsa Shlomo's conviction, but just not his follow through. But again, it's hard to say that about Shabbos and Yom Tov. You might say it about other things because we just don't have any. That should register somewhere. You want to say it about other mitzvos that you make a suda for, but again, no chefza shel simcha. Okay, is that to the kamai?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Now let's go back to Birchas Chasanim. So the Birchas Chasanim question is the chameleon question, and basically there are three perspectives I think that we could adduce here. One is that Shasimcha B'mono in Birchas Chasanim is no different than Shasimcha B'mono would have been in Mila, you know, is for some Rishonim in Pidgin Aben, and for the Sefer Abatim and the conviction of the Amshel Shoma would be perhaps even in some other Seudas Mitzvah. In other words, its wider scope and application is relevant to its character even within Chuppah V'Kiddushah. In which case, not only is it not a Birchas Chasanim ever, it's not even a Birchas Simcha Shel Chasan V'Kala at all. It's a Birchas Simcha B'Kalal. That's why it can apply across the spectrum. And of course, if you say that, so then the Zayin, the Lifnei, I'm sorry, La'achar Zayin, Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, and the Lifnei Achupa, you know, work in very well as well, and the Afushe Simcha works in well, and the default expectation would be that other Ishus limited requirements should not be Ma'akev here, as long as you have, you know, some proper, you know, expression of Simcha. However, even if we do take this position, we still might think that some of the demands within Hilchas Ishus or Birchas Chasanim will still restrict Simcha B'mo, even if it is a bracha klalit that doesn't even relate at all in any way, even through context, to Chasan V'Kal. Because what you might say is that the reality of some of these props or factors is that they contribute to the minimum threshold of simcha, whether it's simcha sagavra or chefza shel simcha, that is required in this particular case. By the way, I just want to make one thing clear thinking about it. Of course, the Sefer Batim would seem to be different than the Amshel Shlomo in that the Amshel Shlomo is only suggesting chefza shel simchas, right? Like Talmud Torah. He doesn't say it by any Sudas Mitzvah or Mitzvah Sagavra. Anyways, it would really be good if we could find out what the Sefer Batim had in mind. But okay. Anyways, getting back to this point. So there could be certain expressions within Birchas Chasanim that will apply to a Klali Shasimcha B'mono, just because without them you don't have sufficient Siruv either to Chefza Shel Simcha or Simcha Sagavra, even on a Klali level. Okay. What I'm speaking about specifically are the issues which we're going to discuss in just a minute, right, which are things like Beis Chasanim, Tzmokom Achupa, the question of Simchas Bereus, right, as opposed to the limited family, the requirement of 10, in theory, although I don't think for anybody that that's true, because I think the Itur is clear why that is, the presence of Chasan and Kala, or at least one of them, and of course the timings of Lifnei and La'achar Shiva Simei Mishta. what I'm basically saying is that default, what you would think was, would be that none of these, if these are things that have to do either with the chalos of Birchas Chasanim or with the specific Simchas Chasan Vekala, then none of them should be Ma'akev Shasimcha B'mona. But if they are issues that have to do with the level, quantitative or qualitative, Cheftza or Gabra, of Simcha as applied in this particular application, then they're still going to apply Shasimcha B'mona. Okay? So there's a dual question here. The second level is to assume that there is a bit of a chameleon effect, but only with regard to the specific simcha. In other words, when I say simcha b'mono, but I'm saying it a suda, you know, which is machmas hilula, so then the shasimcha b'mono, even though it's formulated general, it's like v'chule, you know, meaning it's not a general birchas simcha afushe simcha b'alma, it's afushe simcha b'alma that's applied to its context. Then you have to figure out, you know, which of the, again, specific requirements in Birchas Chasanim have to do with the specific Simcha of Chasan Bekala, the Shem Simcha, the Shem Chasan, the Shem Kala, the Shem Chasan Bekala, the Chefts of Simchas Chasan Bekala, and which are Dinim that have to do more with the Chalos of Birchas Nisuin as a very specific category. The third possibility is to go even with that, as we've discussed, and that is to say the total chameleon idea, and that is that in its context, Shasimcha B'mono is really takes on the status of Birchas Nisuin. We had the Itur, I mentioned the Shiltos, Tuvia brought to my attention before this year that the Shita Laran, you have the language?
Yeah.
When he talks about, it's an interesting context because it's given, you know, the language, which we're going to see in a second, one would have thought that it wouldn't be here. But it's in the context of?
Say before...
anticipating the wedding, before the wedding.
It's called a machopa, the entire mass of Shmaz of Omar Lehmachma Simcha, Meima Shmaz Gil, the Yifaret Birkas Hassanim, the Hainu Shasimcha B'mono.
Yeah, so he characterized Shasimcha B'mono like that Shultos, you know, like the Itor, as Birchas Chasanim. Now that is against the Ran al Arif, as we know, because the Ran al Arif didn't even think that Asher Bara was Birchas Chasanim. Right? Never mind Shasimcha B'mono. And on the contrary, he kept proving that Asher Bara is not Birchas Chasanim by virtue of the link with Shasimcha B'mono. Right? So that's a totally different. The Ran in the Shita, Laran, and the Ran in the, on the Rif are totally different in that respect. Moreover, as I said a second ago, one would have thought that if you're going to think that Shasimcha B'mono is Birchas Chasanim, that fine, say this chameleon idea with, you know, Tokh Shiva Simei, you know, Hamishta. You know, so then we'll say, oh, well, in the context, and it, look, the truth is the chameleon idea isn't, you know, unreasonable. The bracha was written in a way that it should merge into its surroundings. Again, we had either the same thing or the opposite direction phenomenon, as we discussed, according to some in Asher Bara, right? Now, the Rishonim would think that Asher Bara, when it's with the other seven, with the other six, is Birchas Chasanim and separate from it is not. They either think that the context creates Birchas Chasanim, right, which is exactly what we're saying about Shasimcha B'mono, or they think the opposite. They think that Asher Bara is Birchas Chasanim, but if you take it away from its context, then it assumes, you know, a more general, you know, Birchas HaSimcha character. But either way, the idea of, you know, I'm using expression of chameleon because I'm trying to make a point and I'm trying to make it, you know, strongly, but it's a very, there's nothing mystical here about what's happening. The bracha was written, or these words are written, you know, as I say, in a very broad way, so that they could, you know, become part of whatever they need to be part of, and then the context takes over. But to say that, you know, even as you're admitting that the application of Shasimcha B'mono goes well beyond, you know, the typical Birchas Chasanim, and according to most Rishonim, with the exception of Shita Yishana, a little bit of a Shultos, you know, or Chas Chaim, you know, almost all of the Rishonim don't think that you can extend Asher Bara either before or after Shivas Me'anishta. Again, those three Shittos do. But the general view is that that's not the case. So to suggest that Simcha B'mono is formulated as a Birchas Chatzanim, even when it's out of its context, is very intriguing. Very intriguing indeed. In fact, this kind of raises an interesting question, and that is that, you know, ironically, you know, maybe you should be mechalek in two different ways. You know, one, not ironic. You know, some of the factors of Birchas Chatzanim, as we're going to explain in a minute, we have to figure out what's a factor of Chatzah Shel Simcha, what's a factor of Simchas Chasen Vekala, what's a factor of Chalos Birchas Chasanim. Fine. That's one issue. But the other issue is that one could have been mechalek between the Shasimcha B'mono in Shiva Simei Mishnah and the Shasimcha B'mono before and after. One could have said, if it's really, really chameleon-like, so where there's a context and a framework, you know, with the other brachos and with the time frame and maybe with some of the factors of Birchas Chasanim, whatever they are, including some of those that we're just mentioning, the presence of Chasan and the Kala, Mokom Hachupa, right? Simchas Mereis, etc. In those contexts, then Shasimcha B'mono becomes Birchas Chasanim and is held to that standard and has that status. But when we take it out of that before and after, then it's what it is in a Bris Mila or a Pidgin of Ben or the Sefer Abatim's Shar Mitzvos. Maybe it's simply Afushe Bialma. When the Gemara says it's Afushe Bialma, right, the Gemara means because it isn't in the context of, or let me say it this way, what will the Rishonim who think that it is Birchas Chasanim, what will they say about the Gemara's expression Afushe Simcha Bialma? So the answer is one of three things, right? Either Afushe Simcha, or one of two things, let's just make it easier. Either Afushe Simcha Bialma is not a stira to being Birchas Chasanim, it's about a more flexible Birchas Chasanim. Right? Or maybe even a more, say three things, or maybe a more ambitious Birchas Chasanim. Although the word Bialma is hard to say with that. That I suggested in the Ritva's quotation of Chachmei Tzarfat in the Shir on Asher Bara. Okay. Where he equates Birchas Chasanim being the Birchas, Asher Bar being the Birchas Chasanim Muvak, together with Afushe Simcha Bialma as well. Those two things seem to be a stira. The Ritva B'Shem Rabbanei Tzarfat did not think that it was a stira. So either you have to say Afushe Simcha Bialma is not a stira, and it's also or even Muvak, or what you have to say is that what the Gemara meant was, when you have Panim Chadashos and you have the rest of the Brachos, so then both Asher Bara and Shas Simcha B'mono are Birchas Chasanim. And when you don't, right, then it's Afushe Simcha B'yam. Now again, the Bala Itur doesn't think that that is correct. The Bala Itur thinks that even, right, in the circumstances that the Gemara calls Afushe Simcha B'alma, namely where there's no Panim Chadashos, maybe with etc., you still need the minyan. It's still a form of Birchas Chasanim. That's the Hei Drachim of Birchas Chasanim of the Itur and everything that goes with it. So this Shita Laran also doesn't think that way, even in a broader way. You know, it's even when we're talking about one of the biggest Chidushim of Shasimcha B'mono, which isn't even replicated by most in Asher Bara, the pre and the post, even there, he's still calling it Birchas Chasanim. But one could have thought that there'd be an ironic, interesting perspective in that where, right, you have the intense form of Shasimcha B'mono, of Simcha and Birchas Chasanim, then Shasimcha B'mono is held to that. And otherwise, because it has less requirements, right, it is going to apply, you know, time-wise, otherwise, differently. So, for example, it would be interesting to note, is it possible that you would only need, I don't have a shita that says this, I'm just thinking aloud. Maybe we'll find in the Kamai something. You only need a minyan, right, during the Zayin Yamim. Or you only need base chasanim, well, the only need based chasanim during the Zayin Yomid, we'll see in a second, is a daya in the Shita Yishana. Do you need base chasanim after Zayin Yamim? Machmas Hilula? Yud Beis Chodesh? Or Shalom Machmas Hilula for Shloshim Yom? Do you need the presence of both chasan and kala if you do, you know, during Zayin Yamim, or to qualify as Birchas Chasanim, but do you need it otherwise? And again, if you don't have these things within Zayin Yamim, can at least be Birchas Tzimcha, or it's all or nothing during the Zayin Yamim and within this framework? I can conceive of such a view, of such a shita. Okay, so let's discuss these three options within Birchas Chasanim: the fact that it's only Birchas Simcha Klalit, or that it's Birchas Chasan Bekala Bechule applied, but still Birchas Simcha, or whether it's even a form of Birchas Chasanim. Let's discuss this quick. We talked about the Shiltas, we talked about the Shita Laran, we talked about the Baal HaItur already. Fine. Let's review for a moment the discussion of the Rajba in Bachur the Almana. If you remember, in Bachur the Almana, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not it's conceivable to have a situation where there's no birchas. You can have a situation where, is it conceivable to have birchas chasanim without simcha? Can you have more days of bracha with fewer days of simcha? Can you be obligated or have the kiyum of bracha and then go out to work and ignore, you know, your new wife, you know, and not spend the day with her? Oh, that's machlokas Rishonim. So the Rajba notes that the Mefarshim, who are trying to prove that it's conceivable to have bracha without simcha, in other words, you can go out to work even though you're saying brachos, try to bring a raya from Shasimcha Bimono. And the Rajba's response was, don't bring me rayas from Shasimcha Bimono, it's not a bracha, it's not a birchas chasanim, right? So that's a very interesting exchange, right? That's an exchange whether or not Shasimcha Bimono reflects on Birchas Chasanim regarding that issue. Okay. What about Moko Machupa, or Beis Chasanim? So, again, here, as in some of the other ones, you have to navigate a little bit in light of the previous Ashabara topic. So the Buk Tosis and Sukkah on Chafemid Beis is that Hashasimcha Bimono requires Mokom Hachopa. Right? Both Asher Bara and Shasimcha Bimono. That's what Tosis says. The question is, what do we do with that? Right. Should we assume that both Shasimcha Bimono and Asher Bara are Birchas Chasanim, and therefore they require Mokom Hachopa? Or should we assume that neither are Birchas Chasanim, or at least Shasimcha Bimono is not Birchas Chasanim, and the reason that you require Chuppa is either for a Simcha that connects to the Shem Chasan Vakala, or Simchas Chasan Vakala, or maybe just to replicate Cheftza Shel Simcha, or Simcha Sagabra, right, during the week, maybe you need the venue. In which case, even the broadest view of Shasimcha Bimono might just, I don't need a Mokom Hachupa for a Bris Mila, you know, Ilav Tzara Dinuka or Pidgin Aben or whatever. That's because, you know, when it comes to those things, the venue is just irrelevant. Right? You know, there are other things that are relevant to trigger the Simcha in those cases. But in Chupa, maybe even general Simcha requires the prop of Mokom Hachupa. Or no, Mokom Hachupa isn't a prop of quantity or quality of Simcha. It's not about even Simchas Chasan Vekala, and it's really, really about Birchas Chasanim. Okay, reenactments, other such things. So it's hard to know what to say about Tosis and Sukkah. The Ran is more intriguing. What is the Ran Shita? We discussed this already. The Ran is mechalek between. Sure. Gabe. Yeah, the Ran says Asher Bara requires makom achupa. Right? And Shalsimcha Vimono does not. And this is also the view of the Ramban. But for the Ramban, it's easy, right, to say, it's easier to say. Why? Shlomo? The Ramban's chilik between Asher Bara and Shalsimcha Vimono when it comes to the Makom Achupa is easier to explain. Why? Because Ramban holds about Asher Bara that what? This is what I mean about playing some of the shitas off each other, a little bit.
Asher Bara is not a upper. That is an upper.
Yeah, the Ramban says you need a minion for Asher Bara because it is Birchas Chasanim. The Ran says you don't need a minion for Asher Bara because it's Afushe Simcha B'Amalek Shasimcha B'Mono, and neither require a minion. It's not even like the Tosis Rid who said you don't need a minion. Because it's the ultimate Birchas Chasan. Right? So the point is that for the Ramban to say, you know what, Chuppah is a requirement for Asher Bara, but not for Shasimcha B'mono, it's very easy. You could say, Shasimcha B'mono is a Birchas HaSimcha. What's it got to do with the Makom HaChuppah? Either it's Simcha Klalit, or it's maybe it's Simchas Chasan, but it's certainly not Birchas Chasan. Asher Bara is Birchas Chasan, it requires a Makom HaChuppah. But for the Ran, who thinks that Asher Bara, despite the fact that it is not Birchas Chasanim, that usually it is paired with Shasimcha B'mono, nonetheless, we distinguish regarding the Makom HaChuppa. So what do we have to say, Isaac, for the Ran? Probably.
Yes, even so, the Simcha is still, for Asher Bara, is still more connected to the Chuppa.
That basically the requirement of chuppah is a prop for simchas chasan v'kala. And Asher Bara isn't just stam a birchas simcha, which is applied to chasan v'kala. You might have said that too. You might have thought that. Right? You could say, that depends on, remember how we were singing it and reading it. Is it Asher Bara, sason, the simcha, chasan v'kala, or is it Asher Bara, Sasan V'Simcha, Chasan V'Kala, right? I'm not going to sing it, don't worry. Meaning, is the Chasan V'Kala an example? Is the Chasan V'Kala Birchas Chasanim? Right? And if it is an example, I mean, it's Birchas Simchas Chasan V'Kala, or it's Birchas Simcha, and there's an example of Chasan and Kala. Right? So what we might say is Shasimcha b'mono is Simcha b'alma. It would theoretically apply to Pidgin HaBen or Mila and so on. Right? But at least Chepsa Shel Simcha situations, maybe even Simcha Sagavras, maybe even just Stam Mitzvahs. Fine. But Asher Bara, even though it's not Birchas Chasanim, it is about Simchas Chasan V'Kala, and that requires Chuppah. Or another possible distinction, and that would be maybe Shasimcha b'mono is about Simcha Sagabra, and maybe Asher Bara, even if it isn't Birchas Chasanim, it's about Chefza Shal Simcha in Chuppah. And that too requires the presence of Makom HaChuppah. I think either of those distinctions would make sense. So you have the Ramban and Ran saying parallel things in this case, but the parallel is misleading because the significance of the chiluk for the Ramban and for the Ran in light of their other shitos is different. Okay. Similar analysis. What about Simchas Mareis? By which I mean, do you need to have, even if you don't need panim chadashos, do you need to have non-family members, something, you know, to make this a little more, you know, festive or a little more, out of the regular shigra, whatever that does, do you need that or not? Do you need it for Shasimcha b'mono? Right? Do you need it for Hashabara? So the Ramban's view is that even Shasimcha b'mono requires Simchas Moreus. Given the Ramban's contrast between Shasimcha b'mono and Ashrabara, meaning the Ramban really does think Shasimcha b'mono, right, is not a Birchas Chasanim, so it would seem to be the case that even though Shasimcha b'mono is not a Birchas Chasanim, the requirement of Simchas Moreus is not a din in Birchas Chasanim. It's a din either in Birchas Chasan, Simchas Chasan Bekala, or maybe even in this particular case, given the, you know, the hechetimtzi or the application of Simchas Chasan Bekala, it's just a requirement in Simcha Bialma, Narfushe Simcha. Right? The Ran, on the other hand, says that even Ashrabara does not require Simchas Moreus. That's Lashitaso, that Ashrabara, as we've discussed, is a Berchas HaSimcha. So Shasimcha b'mono, it's equated with Shasimcha b'mono. Neither of them, it's an interesting argument between the Ramban and Ran. They both seemingly agree. We know they argue about Ashrabara, but it's not so clear that they argue about Shasimcha b'mono. So are they really arguing about it? And the Ramban is saying Shasimcha b'mono is Simchas Chasan Bekala, and the Ran is saying no, it's Simcha Klalit. Unlikely, because he thinks even Ashrabara, which is certainly about Simchas Chasan Bekala, right, even that doesn't require Simchas Moreus. Okay, but it's an interesting argument. The Meiri is Mechalek. Again, now Zarban said both require. The Ran said both don't require. The Meiri says Ashrabara requires Simchas Moreus, but he's mistapek even in light of that regarding Shasimcha b'mono. What's the Meiri's general view about Ashrabara? This would help us to know, right? Because if we know something about Ashrabara which requires it, maybe it'll help us pin down Shasimcha b'mono, which does not require it. So it seems that the Meiri generally holds, we talked about this already in Ashrabara, that Ashrabara is not a Birchas Chasanim. So if he holds that despite the fact that it's not a Birchas Chasanim, it still requires Simchas Moreus because it's a requirement of Simchas Chasan Bekala, even if it isn't a requirement of Birchas Chasanim, and yet he thinks Shasimcha b'mono doesn't require even that, it would seem that Shasimcha b'mono is a more klali kind of Birchas HaSimcha. Okay? Let me just make sure I didn't make this up. Aval Asher Bar Levad Ein Tzar Chasara She'ena Ela Bracha Birchas Shevach L'Shem Shabara Es HaSimcha. This is on page 36. Ashrabara doesn't require minyan because it's not Birchas Chasanim. U'mikol makom dafka sheyu shamacherim kruin lesuda. Avakol shechasan ochalim b'nei beisa levad ve'ein sham kruim eina baruch Ashrabara. V'yesha omrim af lo shasimcha b'mono. Alma dilei kafushe simcha afilo eilu ein nizkakin. So he has a yesh omrim regarding Shasimcha b'mono, right? Meaning he's acknowledging that there can be two deis about Shasimcha b'mono, even though Ashrabara requires Simchas Moreus, even though not betoras the requirement of Birchas Chasanim. Okay? So the Meiri is taking that particular
tack. Do you need the chasan and the kala both? Or either to be present for shasimcha bibono? Ah. So again, this is something we discussed when we talk about the Ritva and the Rabbanei Tzarfat that he quotes in Asher Bara. The Ritva's view is that Asher Bara requires both, and that shasimcha bimono requires only one. Either chasan or kala. If you require both, right, it's probably no raya in either direction. You might say, even afushe simcha bialma requires both parties. It's not like this is, you know, again, it's a, you know, misamea chasan vikala, misamea chasan imakala kind of a thing. Right? Each one's happy, and but they're happy because of their union. So maybe you require both, you know, even for afushe simcha bialma. If you require both, that can be explained in either direction. But if you are mechalek, so it could just be because Asher Bara's siyum, its chasima is misameach chasan imakala, or, and, that could also just be connected with the fact that Asher Bara is either birchas chasanim, right? Or if it isn't birchas chasanim, it's at least the next level, a birchas simcha of chasan v'kala, or at least chetza shel simcha. Whereas shasimcha bimono is either klali, or even if it's even as klali or even as birchas chasan v'kala, it relates to simchas agavra, and therefore you can get away with one. You don't need both protagonists. The shita yishana seems to consider the possibility that you could say shasimcha bimono even if the chasan and kala neither were present. Okay, that would certainly make much more sense if we're dealing with afushe simcha bialma, with the added assumption that you still have that expression even when you don't have any representative, never mind both. Okay. So with regard to all these issues, I think it can be said that we have to coordinate with the analysis of Asher Bara as we did. If shasimcha bimono link, in addition to the actual substance of the dinim, but when people want to talk about the status of Asher Bara, there are those who link it to shasimcha bimono and think that that link in the Gemara is substantive. If it is substantive, is that determining that shasimcha bimono is birchas chasanim, or at least birchas simchas chasan v'kala? Or is it the other direction, it's pulling Asher Bara down way from Birchas Chasanim, or maybe even the specificity of Birchas Chasan V'Kala. So this, of course, goes also to the question of Almon V'Almana, Echa the Bracha Gimel Simcha, as we already discussed. So there's a debate both about Asher Bara and Shasimcha Bimono. There are those who say, Shiti Shana, right, that both Asher Bara and Shasimcha Bimono are Gimel L'Simcha and not Aleph L'Bracha, which is shocking, but establishes both of them, or neither of them, as Birchas Chasan, but as Afushe Simcha Bialma. On the other hand, more Rishonim are the opinion that you should be Mechala, and that's also the Tur's view, more Rishonim are the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and others, which is that Gimel L'Sha Simcha Bimono and Aleph L'Asher Bara. And Rov Rishonim are of the opinion that even Shasimcha Bimono is actually only one day. So there are three shitas regarding, there's another shita I should mention, that's the Ravid quoted in Shita Mekubetzes, that you'll say Shasimcha Bimono 7 days, even in Almon V'Almana, you'll say 7 days. So let's just analyze each one of these, quickly. If you take the view that Shasimcha Bimono gets 3 days and Asher Bara only gets one, okay, certainly that proves, certain that points either to Asher Bara being Birchas Chasanim and Shasimcha Bimono being Birchas Simchas Chasan V'Kala or Bracha Klalit. If you hold, or sorry, yeah, or that Shabara, even if it isn't Birchas Chasanim, is Birchas Chasan Vakala, and Shas Simcha Mimono is simply Afushe Simcha Bialma, meaning it's just a generic Birchas Simcha that doesn't even relate to Chasan Vakala. If you hold like the Ravid, that you'll say Shas Simcha Mimono 7 days in Alman Vialmana, even though there is no Simcha, neither Simcha nor Bracha, that certainly would seem to expand the scope of Shas Simcha Bimon. What you might say is it's not worse than Kodem or La'achar Zion or Lamed, although we're talking about Alman V'Almana, so it's not clear that the din of Lifnei and La'achar, that's also an Alman V'Almana question. Do they have Shas Simcha Bimono and maybe Ashabara, according to those Rishonim, in Almon V'Almana, do they have that Kodem and La'achar Zion? Or La'achar Gimel? Or La'achar Echad? Part of the question, whether Almon V'Almana, right, is more like or more unique, than other Ishios. Okay. So this Ravid, again, we talked about the Diuk, right, that I think Hanan makes it, that Chaim, right, in the stencils, wanted to say that even for the Rambam, there's a concept of Zayin Yamim for Alm. There's something called Zayin Yimei Mishta for Chasan and Kala, even in Almon V'Almana. So that Ravid, who says that you'll say Shasimcha Bimono all 7 days, presumably not just Betoras La'achar, Betoras Me'ein Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh, but as a din in the 7 days. Would seem to also confirm that idea that there is something called Zayin Yamim, even for Almon V'Almana. So with regard to Almon V'Almana, I'm raising two questions. Number one, is there a din of Zayin Yamim here? And number two, is there a Lifnei and La'achar in Shas Simcha Bimono as there is in parallel to the others? Yeah. According to the Rov Rishonim, who say that even Shas Simcha Bimono will depend on the 1 day of brachos, I don't think that proves much one way or another, unless, again, if they take the view that in Almud V'Almana there's no din of Lifnei and there's no din of La'achar, there's no din of Shloshim, etc. That would be quite sensational. But certainly, again, playing off Asher Bara, even a weakened Asher Bara or a lesser Asher Bara and Shas Simcha Bimono would have the effect again of establishing that there are levels even within Birchas HaSimcha between Shas Simcha Bimono and Asher. Let me just finish this because I want to move on Thursday to the other issues that we discussed. I mentioned the Sefer HaManig that Shas Simcha Bimono is a mitzaref between Birchas HaMazon and Birchas Chasanim. That too sounds like an important idea. If it's Birchas Simcha B'Alma, then it's difficult to explain how that would solve the problem of Chavilos Chavilos. The more you think that Simcha B'Mono is at least about Simchas Chasan B'Kala, if not actually a Birchas Chasanim, then it makes more sense that it's a bridge that is Mishalev that integrates the problem of Kosecha. We talked about the Rambam, who deals with this in Parakei, and not only that, but emphasizes the Lifnei and the La'achar Zion first. I think that's his way of saying, even though I could very easily integrate this into Perek Beis, given my view of Asher Bara, I'm not going to, because I think Shas Simcha Bimono is, something totally different. I think it's a part of the Zimun, and it's a din of Simcha Klalis, and so on. Okay? There's a sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham argued that you need panim chadashos for Shas Simcha Bimono la'achar zayin. So that's interesting. We had that same idea that maybe Asher Bara, right, requires, even without the panim chadasho, I'm sorry, that Asher Bara, sorry, that even Asher Bara, for Shloshim Yom, according to the Netziv's reading of the She'ultos, right, requires panim chadashos. I mentioned then that the idea that there's a chalos
of Panim Chadashos with regard to Asher Bara, especially if you think that Asher Bara is not a typical Birchas Chasanim, is very intriguing. It either tells you that Panim Chadashos is just a din of Simcha, or that it's a different kind of Birchas Chasan. Similarly, right, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that you need Panim Chadashos for Shal Simcha Bimono La'achar Zayin, the idea again that there's a Chalos Panim Chadashos, right, is very intriguing. Again, the same one of two conclusions. Either Panim Chadashos is something that goes beyond Birchas Chasanim to a level of Simcha, justifying Simcha, or that Panim Chadashos really reflects Birchas Chasanim, and there is a Birchas Chasanim, there's a diluted Birchas Chasanim L'Achar Zayin, and that is Shas Simcha Bimon. Again, the same analysis, just one is Rabbeinu Yerucham, the other is the Netziv's reading of the Shultas. And finally, what about Machzir Grushasa? With this we'll conclude. So as we already discussed and several times, the Gemara Moed Katan is mechalik between Machzir Grushasa and a regular Ishus regarding Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And the Gaonim and the Rif, from Haigo and the Rif, debate regarding Birchas Chasanim at all. Is there Birchas Chasanim in Machzir Grushasa? Right? And possibly even Birchas Erusin. Partly, the argument seems to revolve around whether Machzir Grushaso is a different kind of Ishus, different Chafzishal Ishus, a resumption, a cancellation of the get, and so on, and that has other repercussions. But what's interesting is that the Beis Shmuel in Ebn Ezer is Mistapek, right, he assumes that there are Birchas Chasanim for Machzir Grushaso. He wants to know, is there Shas Simcha Bimono? And that's very interesting. So again, the more you think Machzir Grushasa is different Chalos Ishus, then very possibly there's no Shas Simcha Bimono. But if it's the regular Chalos Ishus, just a different level of Simcha, and frankly, of Simcha Sagavra, not Chetza Shal Simcha, because it's a regular, if it's a regular Ishus, so then, once again, you have this question, whether or not Shas Simcha B'mono is a brach of Simcha B'chlal, right, or at least Simchas Chasam B'kala, whether it's a din of the Chetza Shal Simcha, or whether it's Birchas Chasan. So the Safek of the Beis Shmuel would be integrated into that problem too. Okay, we'll stop here. Next, on Thursday we'll pick up with the other issues of Beis Chasanim and Yom Rishon and Panim Chadashos, and then I'll give you a couple things to see in Minhag Yehuda, and then we're going to move on. I still have to do a little more Alma Melmana, another couple, like two shiurim or so, I anticipate. Hopefully two. I'm guessing Thursday and Sunday, and then I'll give you all some Armakomos for either Sunday or maybe on Thursday for Shavi Nafsha Chaticha de Yisura. Okay? We'll stop.
Did you add, do you have to add a couple names?